The ancient and profitable lost art. Lately, I've been studying the origin story of the King Arthur legend. It's way more complicated than I could have ever imagined. A long, interactive process of telling and retelling stories by English and many other medieval writers and poets. And along the way, all kinds of characters and themes were added and changed. All of these were all kind of tangentially thrown together. It wasn't like there has been only one King Arthur story and that one story kept evolving. The basic original King Arthur idea was essentially a magnet for plenty of originally separate ideas that evolved along with English and other medieval ideas, knights and chivalry and the Holy Grail and references to round tables and all kinds of cool stuff. Long before any of the Bible was written down, they had an oral tradition. People would get together to share stories, origin stories of their culture, narratives of who they were, where they came from, their involvement with the gods, etc. The evolution of the King Arthur legend is more or less the same, but only with written words, which made it possible to be much more complex. Oral tradition stories tend to be kept by the official storytellers, the guys or gals responsible for keeping all the stuff up in their brains. But for written stories, it's fair game. Of course, you need to be able to read and write. The better you can read and write, the more of an impact you can have. The more elegantly you can read and write, the more of an impact you can have. How you can use the written word is something that you can always improve. It's one of those skills that the more you practice, the better you get. But practicing the written word also improves how you speak, how you can organize and present your ideas, how you can make your ideas sound much better than everybody else's ideas. And practicing the written word is something everybody has access to. A notebook and a pen and some free time is all you need. Of course, it will help significantly if you have a structure to learn and practice certain drills and patterns. Not just any patterns, but some of the most persuasive and hypnotic patterns ever created. Just like drilling martial arts moves, the more you drill on the language patterns of covert hypnosis, the more you'll become a word ninja. A mover of minds, a generator of action, and a maker of money. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.